Now, water levels in all the Great Lakes dropped this year. The decrease comes after years of increasing water levels, with Lake Michigan hitting records for 8 months in 2020. Adam Beckley is a coastal engineering outreach specialist at University of Wisconsin Sea Grant. Adam, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into this latest drop, let's talk about what had been happening. The rising water levels going back a handful of years now. What was that trend looking like?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, all the Great Lakes were extremely high. Lake Erie and Lake Ontario reached record highs, all-time record highs, and Lake Superior came within about an inch of a record high. Lake Michigan, about 2 inches of a record high in 2020. And so really a big driver behind that was a very wet climate that we've been having for the last few years. So looking back at the upper Midwest precipitation, we hadn't had a below or average year since 2012, setting records in 2017 and 2019. So all that water was filling up our Great Lakes. And at the same time, the evaporation that naturally takes water out of the lakes really kind of shut off and was below average for that period as well. So when you combine that water coming in and sort of lack of water leaving, that really made the water levels shoot up to record or near record highs.
What makes evaporation shut down? Does that just mean more average cloud cover, lower temperatures? What's going on with that side of the equation?
Yeah, so evaporation is the really tricky side of this equation. Precipitation we get a good handle on because, you know, it falls over us. Evaporation happens over the lake. We don't have many observations out there. So that's still kind of something that's actively being researched. There's some thought about there. We had those polar vortex years, which really drove lake temperatures down. So I can't say with 100% certainty, but there was definitely something going on that would cause a pretty stark change.
And now we see the levels tapering off some. I don't think they're dangerously low or anything like that. What is driving that now?
Yeah, so basically once looking at Lake Michigan, for example, Lake Michigan peaked out, almost hitting that record high last July. And then since then, it's sort of been going down, and we've had our precipitation really shut off. And that really, really is noticeable this year, as many people have probably noticed in their yards. But looking at the water falling specifically in the Lake Michigan basin, so water that makes it into Lake Michigan, in 2021 so far, we've had about half of the normal precipitation. So really taken one side of that equation out, and the water levels have responded correspondingly.
Now, Adam, I dimly remember doing segments not that long ago in the annals of history on really low levels in the Great Lakes. I don't know, 10, 15 years back? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So January of 2013 was when Lake Michigan set an all-time record low. And then pretty much right after that, we started this proceeding to our near record highs. And so going back and looking at what was the cause there, there's a recent study out from the University of Michigan and Drew Grunwald's lab looking at what was behind that. And so then we had high evaporation from about 1998 to 2013. And then our precipitation was kind of neither high nor low, kind of in between. So really that evaporation was driving those low water levels. And then sort of the switch flipped. We got high precipitation and low evaporation.
So that seems fast to me to go from record or near record lows to record or near record highs in, you know, just less than a decade. Really, is the story here variability? And is that weird?
Definitely variability is something that we've seen on the Great Lakes since we've set eyes on it. The water levels go up and they go down throughout history. We've seen highs and lows, you know, throughout the historical record and beyond. But this sort of bounce from record lows to basically a record high is the term that's been, I've seen used, is unprecedented. So,
okay. So do we have thoughts on why this unprecedented swinginess in our lake levels?
I think that's definitely an active area of research. Again, referencing that University of Michigan study, noting that very quick change in regime from being dominated by evaporation when we had the record lows to that evaporation shutting off, basically, and then record high precipitation. Very dramatic changes in what was causing low water levels and then the perfect conditions to cause high water levels.
How much do we feel this and see this on shorelines, Adam? Like, how much of a deal is this for property owners or public beaches or all the stuff we like to do on the edge of a Great Lake?
Sure. So maybe, one thing that would be really noticeable for folks who maybe have been out on a beach on the Great Lakes in the last few years is lower water levels is typically going to make the beach a little wider. So last year, the year before, a lot of that beach was underwater. Now, as the lake levels have receded a foot, 2 feet, depending on which lake you're on, that beach is sort of uncovered. And so you definitely will see wider beaches. From a property owner's perspective, maybe some relief from erosion. When we have high water levels, it makes it that much easier for waves to reach our properties, bluffs and things like that, and cause erosion. So there'll be a little bit more breathing room between storm waves and things that we care about and don't want to erode or flood.
In our last few moments, Adam, what to you is the biggest open question when it comes to what drives the levels of our Great Lakes?
Well, I think the biggest question that I get a lot and is hard to answer is what to expect next. And it's quite hard to forecast where Great Lakes water levels are going to go beyond the next few months and then looking many years down the road. So definitely preparing for highs and lows, possibly higher highs and lower lows. But what exactly those are, that's a big question.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Adam Beckley, Coastal Engineering Outreach Specialist at the UWC Grant. He joined us for a look at water levels in the Great Lakes. They were at record or near record highs very recently, dipping some now.